Be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all good people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
This morning in churches all over the world, celebrations are being made to celebrate the birth of Christ. Today, many churches will be focused on the words in Luke chapters 1 and 2 and Matthew chapters 1 and 2, the only two Gospels that record his birth. You will have today pageants, and you will have singing Christmas trees and all kinds of special programs. And these will be conducted during a time that we are to worship God. I used our scripture reading this morning to focus on one clause in these verses. And we find that clause in verse 10. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. All people. Sadly for many, this time of year is the one or two times where people will make an effort to worship God while neglecting the other 50. The birth of Christ is important, and I do not want to downplay this miraculous event one bit. As with everything, to have an end, you must have a beginning. Christ's life began with a miracle and ended with the greatest miracle ever known, he being raised from the dead. And in between these miracles, Jesus gave us a tremendous gift. The annals of his life, in which the Holy Spirit gave inspired men remembrance of all these things that he taught. And they put it down for all of us to have within our hands. Some years ago, a novelist wrote the book In His Steps to try to give us some idea of what might happen if folks really tried to follow in the steps of Jesus on a daily basis. But there is also a song that we sing sometimes, which begins, trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by his blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. Both are based on the words that we find in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. This is the highest ideal and ambition that anyone can have. However, in the daily routine and the cares of life, this goal may get lost from our view at times. And therefore, it can be of great value to meditate from time to time on the examples that Christ gave us and the pattern that he lived, the pattern that we should also strive to live as. You know, it doesn't give us or require a great deal of study to see that the overriding principle that guided Jesus' daily life is loving obedience to God. In John 5 and verse 30, Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. But he also claimed in John 8 and verse 29, to always do the things that were pleasing to his Father. And so that we do not miss the reason why he lived, he revealed that the governing principle behind his obedient life as the love of the Father in John 14 and verse 31. And to that example, Jesus is our example of loving obedience to God the Father. Jesus had taught his followers to live by the same principle. He pointed out in Matthew 22 and verse 37 that the first and greatest commandment is to truly love God. This love is revealed for the Father or Son in obedience. Just as our children, we know that they love them when they obey us and follow our rules. It is in obedience that love is perfected, or in other words, made complete, rather than just mere words. In 1 John chapter 2 and verses 3 through 6, John wrote these words, "And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him." Jesus also gave us in his life the pattern for loving others. Matthew 22 and verse 39. He uses the term love thy neighbor. And this standard is found in his love for his followers. This love is like the Father's love for him. When Jesus said, love one another just as I have loved you, he included that expression of love seen in his dying on the cross. In 1 John 3 and verse 16, it says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us." And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, that might not mean dying and sacrifice, but sacrificing. When we have nothing to do during the day and we get up and do something, is that sacrifice? No. But if we have to set aside plans for someone else, that is a sacrificial love. And that is the love that matters. In 1 John 4 and verses 9 through 11, John writes these words, "And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God loved us, we ought to love one another. And this is the pattern for our love for one another. And while we love, and while our love is usually called on to take action in less extreme ways, it's nonetheless there for us to act, for us to be truly God's children. You see, without the birth of Christ, we would not have this propitiation for our sins. And Jesus likewise set us a pattern for a holiness in life. Even the demons in Luke 4 and verse 34 recognized him as the Holy One. 1 Peter 1 in verses 13 through 21. Peter reasoned in these verses that we as Christians should be holy in all of our behavior, just like the Holy One that called us. And when we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 14 through chapter 7 in verse 1, we find that to be holy means to separate ourselves from the world, and to be united with God in our behavior. One whose life is sanctified is useful to the Master, and we are prepared then for every good work. As Paul said in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 21, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and suitable for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work." In the King James, suitable is the word meet. A Are we suitable? If we try to walk in the steps of Jesus, if we do our best, we will be suitable for every good work. But mercy and forgiveness must not be overlooked in the example that Jesus left us. Jesus not only spoke in Mark 2 and verses 1 and 2 of sins forgiven, but he also prayed for the forgiveness of his executioners in Luke 23 and verse 34. He taught us in the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 that his followers were to love and pray for their enemies. And he told of a lengthy parable in Matthew 18 of the unforgiving servant that warns us of the dire consequences of unforgiveness. But it was the Apostle Paul that put it this way in Ephesians 4 and verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Probably one of the most difficult, and maybe even just as, or maybe even more difficult than being merciful and forgiving, is following the pattern of humbly trusting God, especially when it comes to difficult circumstances. It's kind of hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel sometimes in life. It seems that no matter which way we turn, we end up down a dark pathway. But eventually we're going to hit the right path and we're going to see that light if we trust in God. The verse which calls on us to follow His steps is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 through chapter 6, or chapter 3 and verse 6. And because of the length of this, I won't read it, but I will surmise that it says and directs citizens to submit to government officials. To submit the slaves to their masters, wives to their husbands. That special consideration is given to the suffering that comes just because one is a Christian. The solution is found in the very things that Jesus did in His life. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 23, it says, "Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously." And so as 1 Peter 4:19 says, "Wherefore let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in doing well as unto a faithful Creator." For many folks, this time of year is a very difficult time. And it seems as if we go through this life that we end up having a light turned out. Vicki was talking with her brother the other day. Today is Vicki's parents' 68th wedding anniversary if they were both alive. Sometimes it can be very difficult when we think back on these things and we look at what we've missed in life. It is difficult. But if we trust and put our trust in God, we get through these days. We get through. This is the time of the year when suicides skyrocket, because people have lost their trust in God. Trust Him. He will deliver. There are several other aspects and examples of Jesus' life that we could study today. But I want to make His sacrificial service our last consideration this morning. In Matthew 16 and verses 21 through 27, Jesus demanded that if anyone would be his disciple, that he was to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Many thought Jesus came to rule, but Jesus came to serve and not be served. He gave the unusual service in John 13 in the first 7 verses. In these verses, he was washing his apostles' feet. Peter, in his immaturity, don't wash my feet, I need to wash yours. Totally missing the example Jesus was setting. He wanted the apostles to be impressed upon the need for them to serve one another, not themselves. Sacrificial service is to be carried out in our lives as we offer ourselves a living sacrifice to God. And as we serve one another, we don't have to allow one day out of the year to do things for other folks. Not one day, but 365. It doesn't have to be a gift wrapped in paper, but a gift from the heart. What is the outcome of the pattern that Jesus left for us? Romans 8 and verse 17. Paul writes that if we suffer with him, we also will be glorified with him. The obedient Christ humbled himself even unto death on the cross. God therefore raised him up and highly exalted him. If we follow his steps, how highly do you think we will be exalted? Jesus proved that there's victory over death. And by following his pattern, Jesus has taken death away from us. We will not taste the second death. We're finishing up one year and we're getting ready to start a new year. A new year that I pray is full of hope. I pray that we, starting today and not waiting to January 1st, to strive to walk in his steps. We need that. We need that. And he left us the pattern. Every year when Vicki was teaching, she always prepared her students for the Special Olympics. And every year I remember her coming home. She was making banners for all her kids in her class. And these kids would stand out in the hallway as the special needs were getting ready to go out of the school to get on the bus. And they were waving their flags. And every year I had a cardboard pattern that I made to make sure that all of those little banners would look about the same. Jesus left us with a pattern. That if we follow that pattern with all our hearts, we will be like him without fail. Are you like him today? If you have not obeyed the gospel, there is something lacking in your life. I know you believe or you wouldn't be here. Finish up the process today. Become that true child of God and follow His pattern. He set it up for us, just as He told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, to be born again, be washed. You only need to repent, to sacrifice this former life, to repentance, confess Jesus before men, and to be baptized for the remission of sins. And then follow that pattern that He gave us. If any has a desire to do just that this morning, we want to give you that opportunity. Maybe you are a Christian. Maybe you haven't been following that pattern. Maybe you have let it go by the wayside. No, the cares of the world can build up on us till we lose sight of where we're headed. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I pray that you will take it and head that way. If there's anyone that has a need this morning, we want to give you the opportunity, whether it is to pray for forgiveness or to ask for help or to be born again. If any has a need, we ask that you come as together we stand and we sing.